Adam Dempsey. Playing the music you love.
Today. Taoiseach had it on the news, and I see it in the Irish Times as well. Garda fitness requirements relaxed as force struggles to increase numbers. So they're trying to get more people to join the Garda Síochána. So it says, would-be Gardaí will no longer have to perform sit-ups or push-ups to gain admission to the Garda College. They've significantly relaxed fitness requirements for joining the force as it struggles to recruit new members. So, of course, that gets the old gift grub people thinking, doesn't it? Oh my God, here we go.
And welcome to Ireland's fittest Garda. Brand new tests in operation for potential Garda recruits. Here's Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan.
So, like, we've reduced the, you know, I suppose, the fitness threshold to become a Garda. And, you know, we've also provided every Garda with genuinely fashionable new baseball caps to wear on the beat.
But what about tackling crime, Minister?
Well, let's just concentrate on the baseball caps for starters.
And so to Ireland's fittest Garda, the Garda Pulse system in operation here today, which is handy, as it seems all you need to get into the Garda these days is a pulse. Davy Fitzgerald putting the recruits through their paces on this first task.
Come on, lads, push it, go, go, go!
And that ends the first test, the 10-metre sprint.
Come on, Tommy Fogarty, come on, push it, push it, get over the line!
The next test, a huge test of these recruits' arm strength. It's the directing traffic test. And there they go. Dan Flynn from Thurles has his right hand out, making the stop sign. Now, can he get his left hand in the air and wave traffic through?
Go on, Dan, get that hand up! Go on! Go on! Go on!
Oh, no, he can't. And that's causing mayhem at the roundabout. Next, it's the pull-up test.
Lads, if you're going to go after a criminal, so you are, you're going to have to get up onto them walls and pull yourself up. All I'm looking for here is one pull-up. Go!
And there they go. Can anyone do one pull-up? Teddy Higgins from Ballantubber is gone. Clive Wallace is gone. Paddy McCooey has just fallen off the bar. But look at this. Noel Delahunty, he's placed a chicken fillet roll on top of the bar and up he comes. Brilliant. Now it's time for the obstacle course. All the potential Garda recruits have been put inside a Sentra. Now, can they make it through the Sentra without being tempted? No Garda has ever passed this test. Oh, Billy Fitzgerald has been caught already. He's caught at the deli counter. Wedges lasagna, the work sausage roll. He's gone. Patrick Kelleher. Oh, he's walking up to the checkout. Can he make it? Oh, he's picked up a party pack of Doritos. Sweet. Kelleher is gone. And there's Paul Power. Paul Power, he's at the door. He's clear. He's stopped.
Paul, empty out the buckets.
Oh, Kinder Bueno. He was so close.
Back to the start, Paul.
Devastating. And so the final test, the endurance test. We're here in Copper's nightclub. Can the Garda recruits bust moves all the way through to the end of Maniac 2000 without going to the jacks? Fantastic work here from Ray McKeown. Look at that arm movement. He looks like a real Garda in the making. Willie O'Reilly having problems. He's given up. He's given up and gone for a pint. Great work there. Great work there from New Ross recruit Nicky Rossiter. Fair play to him.
Yeah, I was delighted there. I made it through to the Oogie 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 part. Delighted with that. Ian Dempsey. Playing the